welcome to the Faith Ambassadors Resurgence Youth Night. Resurgence is the youth ministry of the Apostolic Faith Ambassadors movement, consisting of a militant group of people coming to the forefront, and it is our goal to train and equip the youth to go higher, to go deeper, and to go further in their God-ordained purposes. We are so excited about what the Lord is doing, and we anticipate what He is getting ready to do. I am Pastor Shanterica, your host on tonight. And we bless God for each and every one of you. We acknowledge our Chief Apostle, Daniel Carter, on tonight. We acknowledge our First Presiding Apostle, Apostle Crystal Lee. We acknowledge every single apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, every faith ambassador, and every single visitor. Thank you for joining us in fellowship on tonight. At this time, people of God, we are going to get ready to go into prayer by Sister Chantal Robinson. Woman of God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Blessings to you all. Giving honor to God, who is ahead of all our lives, I want to thank Him and Pastor Chantal Robinson for this opportunity to join in on this amazing broadcast tonight. And at this moment, let us all bow our heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you asking you that you bless this word on tonight, and you move heavily in a mighty way for the listeners and everyone tuned in tonight, God. I ask that you touch all the hearts of those over the nation who may be weary, and let them know that trouble will not last always, but it's worth the eternity which we all hope to achieve in the end. God, I ask that you just go in and touch everybody's soul and their mind on tonight, God. If they are listening tonight, God, I ask that you let them feel what is for them, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. At this time, people of God, I'm going to read a few announcements. And while I read these announcements, if you can invite and share everybody, just invite and share to everybody who you know, people of God. If you would like more information about the Faith Ambassadors, you may go to our website at prophetdanielonline.com. You may join us on Facebook, search for Faith Ambassadors. You may search for the Resurgence at Faith Ambassadors Resurgence. You may join Chief Apostle Daniel Carter on Periscope at Prophet Bishop Daniel. You may join Apostle Crystal Lee at Rock Mogul Ministries. My Periscope handle is at Shanterica R. We have four services every week on Monday nights. We have our Staying on Purpose broadcast, all at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday nights, we have our Women of Worship broadcast. On Wednesday night, we have our Resurgence Youth Night. And on Thursday night, we have our School of the Prophets broadcast. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you may go to prophetdanielonline.com. If you would like to email us, you may email us at faithambassadors247@gmail.com. Youth, you may email us at faithambassadors247resurgence@gmail.com. Amen. If we could get a song for like 2 minutes, and after that we will be back to introduce our speaker for tonight. Please do not forget to share this broadcast with everyone that you know.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. Somebody put a praise. Come on. some praise in this room. I declare that wherever you are, miracles are breaking off in your house. You ought to declare there's a miracle in this room, and it's got my name on it. Let's go.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Woman of God that I come to introduce on tonight, she is not just my cousin, but she is also my sister in Christ as well. I have watched God transform her into such a strong and beautiful young woman of God over the past couple of years. She is a wonderful mother, and she serves in her local church faithfully. She has encouraged me when there was no one else. She has covered me in prayer. She has supported me in ministry, and I am so excited and honored to do the same for her. So without any further ado, I introduce to some and present to others Sister Keisha Webb. Go forth, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so honored to be here on tonight. I want to first and foremost honor God, who's ahead of my life, because without him, I truly would not be here. Giving honor to Chief Apostle Daniel Carter. God bless you, man of God. Giving honor to Apostle Crystal Lee. God bless you. And lastly, giving honor to Elder Shantarica, a great woman of God. I love you. I honor you so much. And thank you for this opportunity on tonight. If you all would go with me to Matthew chapter 15, I'll be reading from verses 8 through 20. Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 through 20. And it declares, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth is what defiles them." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind gods. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." And Jesus said, "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them, "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." And people of God, I just want to tell you on tonight that you should not be so consumed with your outer appearance that you forget to clean up your outside. And we can become so concerned with what others think of us that we devote ourselves to keeping up this image
but we don't really know who God is, and God sees the depths of our hearts, and we do all of these things, and we do all these religious rituals, but our heart is far from him, and we want other people to think that we're saved, and we worry about their opinions when Matthew 10 and 28 tells us to not fear them which can kill the body, but to fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So what I want to ask you is why? Why are we keeping up this facade of being saved, but we aren't really saved? Why are we acting like we have the Holy Ghost? Why are we acting like we know God, but our hearts are so far from him? And in verses 17 and 20, 17 through 20, Jesus is explaining to his disciples that it doesn't matter what food you eat, it doesn't matter what you drink, because those are not the things that stick with you. That is not what I'm worried about. That is not what I'm looking at, because those things will pass out of you. But the words that you speak and the things that you do, which come from your heart, that is what makes you filthy. For Jeremiah 17 and 9 declares that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. And God, I know that I'm sick, and I know there are some people on this line that are sick. So I ask that you all join me in prayer. Pray with me that we would really get to a place where we seek God to heal us from the inside, and then we can work on our outside, and we fix up our outer appearance, and we forget that there's work to be done on the inside. And Jesus was saying, not eating meat and what goes into your mouth, that should be the least of your worries. That should be the least of your worries. Those evil thoughts that you think when no one else is around, that's what I'm looking at. The hate that you have for others, that's what I'm looking at. You're fornicating behind closed doors, and you're lying, and your heart is wicked and it's deceitful, and I know that. That's what I see. That's what I'm looking at. You ought to be worried about your heart's condition. Are you worried about your heart's condition, or are you worried about how other people see you? Are you worried about looking saved and sanctified to the people in your church, or are you worried about looking saved to your leaders and not worrying about your heart's condition? The religious leaders of that time, they were so consumed with outward appearance and how they looked to each other that they didn't even realize that Jesus, the Messiah, was standing right in front of them. And we can be just like them. We can be just like them, so religious and so traditional sometimes that we completely miss God. And our problem is that we check every box according to man's standard, so we look saved, but we're really sick and we're dying on the inside. We're attending every church service, but we're still jealous of our brothers and sisters, and we're speaking in tongues, but we're still gossiping about other people. And we're doing all these things, and we need a heart check. We need a heart check, because we're worried about what people see us putting in, but we're not worried about what's coming out, because we feel like nobody is seeing it. You might not watch a lot of TV, and you might not listen to a certain type of music, and you might not go to certain places, and that's good. God bless you. You might not eat of those things, but if you put just as much emphasis on purifying your heart, then you would begin to know God on a different level. You would begin to know God on a deeper level. And don't be one of those people. Don't be one of those Christians. Don't be one of those people, religious people, traditional people, who perfect the outside, but the inside looks like a landfill spiritually. You have so much garbage, and you don't even care, because you look saved. You look saved. Your suit is pressed. Your tie matches your shoes. Your Bible is neat. Women of God, you carry yourself a certain type of way, and you speak in tongues, and your skirt is long, but your heart is filthy. And I want to know, when are we going to become concerned with the things that really matter? When are we going to become concerned with the things that God is concerned about? When are we going to become concerned with the things that matter to God? You look saved, you act saved, but when you get mad, you still cuss people out. In the midnight hour, you're still calling your boo to come by and do something for you. You're doing all of this other stuff, and you still have not dealt with your heart because you're too busy following these traditions and these customs. And I'm not trying to look down on anybody because I struggled with the same thing when I got saved. I didn't understand that it was an inside job. I thought it was an outside job. Oh, okay, I need to dress this way, and I need to wear my hair this way, and I need to talk this way, and I need to act this way. And I had cursing, and I had stopped partying, and I had stopped drinking, and I just thought I had it all together, but I was wrong. I was wrong because a couple of weeks after I got saved, I started to struggle with a pornography addiction. And this is something that I've been dealing with since I was 14. But I thought that because I was saved that this thing would just go away. But I was wrong. I was wrong. And I didn't understand why I was having these feelings. I didn't understand why some nights I would go and get drunk. And I didn't understand why some nights I would cry myself to sleep. And I didn't understand because I had stopped doing all of the things that I thought that sinners did. But that was not so. I had not dealt with my heart. I had not allowed God to come into my heart and cleanse me. And I was acting saved. I had it down to a science, but I had not started working on the inside. And that's what mattered to God. So I had to go to him, and I had to continuously ask him to cleanse my heart, to purge me on the inside, because I knew that God required me to be clean if he was going to use me. And what I just want to let you know, that what's in your heart, that's what matters to God. The jealousy that's in your heart, the lust, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, the envy, all those that God sees, all those things. So don't be so concerned with fixing up the outside that you forget to ask God to come on the inside of you and clean you up. Don't forget to ask God to come on the inside of you and clean you up. Because what truly matters is when we seek God for that change that takes place on the inside. When he comes in on the inside and he cleanses us and he changes us on the inside, we're going to naturally change on the outside. We're going to naturally get it together. But don't be concerned with how the outside looks. Don't be concerned with keeping up with the tradition and religious rules when your heart is far from him. So I just ask everybody to get in a place on tonight where you just go before God and you truly pour yourself out to him and you truly submit yourself to him and ask him to change you. Amen. God bless you. And Elder Shanterica, it's in your hands.
My God. God bless you, woman of God. I don't even know what to say. Wow. I'm going to read a scripture. Matthew 23:25 says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess." Everything that the woman of God said on tonight ties into this scripture. See, as a youth, we have to understand and realize that God ain't making no passes for nobody. God does not change his word just because we are younger or it seems like we have such a great zeal or it seems like, God, here I am, you can use me. Well, God's word does not change for anybody. The woman of God told us on tonight, what is the condition of your heart? You have to check your heart condition because you honor me with your lips. And some of us, even as being young people, we have got so religious. We have got so stuck in religion, and we have got so stuck in my tongues is what's going to get me in, or how anointed I am is what's going to get me in. But that's not it. You can have an amazing gift. You can preach the walls down, but your heart still not be right. People of God, we have to examine ourselves. We have to examine ourselves. If you were not affected by the word that the woman of God preached on tonight, then I don't know what to say. Maybe you just don't want to be affected. But even with me being older, that still touched something on the inside of me. Because, see, we have to get this thing right. We can't just follow in somebody's footsteps without really searching and digging into the Word of God, because you don't want to be following God in the wrong spirit. You don't want to be preaching in His name, but you don't have His spirit. You don't want to be going to church year after year, and you're speaking in tongues now, and you're falling out, and guess what? You either got your shout down to the T, but you still end up in hell. We have to check the condition of our heart. The woman of God even said, We act like we so spiritual and we act like we so saved, but our heart is so full of bitterness and jealousy. I can even remember it was a time, sometimes I thought, Lord, ooh, Lord, I just preached, Lord, have mercy. I'm talking about shouting, falling out, and this and that, but I did not understand why certain things were not happening for me. Certain things was held up. I was in such a bind. I was in such a struggle. I would preach, and then I would go home, and it was just me behind closed doors, and I would cry my eyes out because I did not understand why was I still so bound. Lord, I'm preaching to other people, and they getting saved, and they getting free, but I'm not free. What's wrong? What's wrong? I don't dress provocative, Lord. I don't go here and there. And she even talked about that, too. You can be so religious that you focus so much on what you are not doing that you forget what you are doing. And I began to pray one night, and I told God, God, I cannot live like this. I what's going on, God? And He began to reveal bitterness in my heart and unforgiveness that I had towards one of my sisters in Christ. But I love God. But I'm singing on the praise team. But I'm preaching. But I'm traveling. But I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But the condition of my heart was so messed up, I could not get out of it until I repented before the Lord. And guess what else? See, because we think we can just take everything to the Lord, but the Bible says if you got an out, you better go to your brethren. I had to go to her. I had to apologize, and she the one that offended me. I had to apologize to her. I had to reveal what I was carrying. When I tell you when I did this, when I tell you the chains that fell off of me, oh, my goodness, I knew that I would never be the same again. So I ask you the same question that she asked you on tonight. What is the condition of your heart? How is your love, for one? How is your love? Are you loving your enemies for real? Are you loving people really the way that the Bible commands us to? See, because He said that people would know that we are disciples by our love game, not our preaching, not our teaching, not our prophesying, not our shouting, not how we dress, but our love. I love people of God. I ask you on tonight, please search your heart. I'm searching mine. I'm searching mine. The word touched me on tonight. I don't know about you, but I have a deeper hunger now. I have a deeper thirst now. I got to go before the Lord, and I got to search my heart. I got to make sure that I'm not just cleansing the outside of the cup of what you see, and I'm not examining what's on the inside of me, because I don't know about you, but I don't want no more of the world to remain in me, people of God. I love you so much. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Woman of God, I'm so proud of you. Just to have witnessed what the Lord is doing in your life, I bless God for you. This is only the beginning. Chief Apostle Carter, if you are on, or Apostle Lee, if you would have any final words before we dismiss.
God bless you. God bless you. You all. Lord, what's her name, Pastor Ross?
Sister Keisha Webb.
My God, that I see that thing all over billboards, pasteboards.
My God.
The chalkboard, everything else. That woman of God, she's a storm tonight. I'm telling you, that was such a powerful, powerful anointed word, and she sounded like a faith ambassador. But guess what? The truth of the matter is that everybody's a faith ambassador that stands in the core of that very truth that woman of God preached tonight. So I honor the Lord our God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus, His life, His death, and His resurrection. And of course, I thank God for each and every person on the line, including Apostle Crystal and Pastor Robinson and Evangelist
Keisha,
God bless you. Woman of God, you did a tremendous job, and I am sure that the over 1,200 people on this line are flabbergasted by that anointing. If, and like the woman of God said, if you are on this line and you didn't understand, you didn't get that word tonight, I may have to actually literally take you somewhere and get, you know, get you some medical attention. There might be something wrong with your cerebral cortex. There may be something is off in your culinary microbia. Something's gone.
Right.
You know, so we thank God tonight for a clear word of distinct revelation and prophecy. We thank God for this woman of God, and we can definitely tell without a doubt that the woman of God not only spoke from a passion, but she spoke from an experience of revelation, situations that have brought revelation into her life. And we thank God for that word, and I thank God that you brought her on there tonight. Now, I feel like, I know y'all probably didn't watch this movie, but because I'm the only one that watched movies, but Will Smith and Martin Lawrence were in the car, and they were doing the Bad Boys thing, theme song thing, and Martin Lawrence was driving Will Smith's car. He said it, and Will Smith said, "That's how you're supposed to drive, and that's how you're supposed to drive." Well, girl, Keisha, that's how you're supposed to preach. That's how you're supposed to preach.
Driving like you stole it.
Yeah, amen. So I thank God for you, woman of God. Continue on to preach that that word right there, and perhaps some church people will get saved. Perhaps some church people will get saved. That's the entire mandate of the Faith Ambassadors movement, is that we are a movement that is not against Christian churches. We're just against religious churches that are not Christian. So we are against the occult church that is calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but has no fruit whatsoever that Jesus taught us to have toward the world. So we thank God for you preaching that kind of a message in this kind of a season. God bless you. I'll turn it over for final sayings to Apostle B, and she can do it as she sees fit. See y'all later.
Bless the Lord. God bless you, everybody. So happy to be here tonight. Bless the Lord for you, Pastor Shanterica Robinson, and for Evangelist, Prophetess, Minister, Bishopric, Akeisha.
Apostle.
God bless you, woman of God. We enjoy you tonight. We enjoyed you tonight, and we thank God for all of the young people on the line, everybody that's with us tonight. I so thank God for that word. It's so important, and we've been talking a little bit about that this week, about the mask and all of that, so you're right on point. And young people need to understand that it's not all of the religious antics that you learned is going to get you to a place. It's really the ones that are hungry for God in this season that are going to know their God and do exploits. They're going to be the strong ones that God is going to use. God's not looking for the weak ones. The enemy's looking for the weak. That's the one he's seeking, whom he may devour. That's what he's looking for. His appetite is for the weak, but God's appetite is for those that are strong. And the only way you're going to be strong in this season is to know your God. That's how you're going to be strong and do exploits. The traditions of men, I despise religion so much, I really do, but the traditions of men will get you caught up every time, because you will think that because you're doing a bunch of traditions, because you're doing a bunch of antics and going through a bunch of religious changes, that you're actually, that amounts to something to God. And he doesn't care about all of that. What he cares about is your heart. And I say it all the time, that man is looking on the outward appearance, but God is looking at the heart. Now, we do have to make some kind of presentation. Don't get it wrong. There will be some kind of presentation. I don't believe that if you've been in somebody's church for 6 months, you should still be coming dressing like worse of a hooker than what you showed up. We're going to need to check the pastor's brain, or whoever's at the front of that, at the front of the helm. We're going to need to see what's really coming out of his mouth if you came in a hooker and you still a hooker 6 months later. That ain't God. But at the end of the day, what God is looking to do is make some adjustments in your heart. He's looking to do open heart surgery on you. And that's what the church should be teaching, is that God is looking to touch your heart. He's looking to get into the heart of the thing. He's looking to get in your mind, and that's what the enemy is after. When we talk about the heart, we're not talking about the thing that's pumping in your chest. That's not what the Bible is talking about. It's talking about the seat of who you are, the core of your being, and that's where the mind is. That's where everything, all of the activity flows from. When you get full of something in your mind, it's going to start coming out of your mouth. Whatever is on your mind, the Bible declares that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But the reason I brought that up was because also in that same verse, it starts out talking about a person given to appetites. If you got the wrong appetites, you may as well put a knife to your throat. Just go ahead and slit your throat, because you're going to get yourself in trouble. The woman of God said it clearly. It wasn't about all of the antics she was going through and all of the changes she was going through to attempt to change her outer appearance. Again, notice she said it was what she was doing. That's where people get it wrong. See, Jesus died to do it for you. All you have to do is yield. All you have to do is accept the finished work. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's him that does the work for his good pleasure. That's why it's the difference between your righteousness being as filthy rags and what he wants to do in you. He's the one that makes you worthy. You don't go about trying to seek your own righteousness. You've got to yield to what was already done for you so that you can walk in the thing that was provided. And this is what she was talking about tonight. The Pharisees were gross with that foolishness, gross with it. Here they were trying to deal with a tradition about hand washing. That's what that was about. The Pharisees had an issue because the disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate. How stupid is that? Jesus was trying to let them know, you know what, you tripping on this stupid stuff, and you got all these other issues going on with you. You know, you straining a gnat, and you know, all of these different things that you do are just absolutely obnoxious. You got a dirty cup. You done washed the outside, and you done set the cup on the table. Who gonna drink out of that? It's filthy on the inside. This is what you look like. He said, y'all killed all the prophets. You didn't clean the outside of the tomb. You didn't paint it white and everything. But inside, you're like a tomb with dead men's bones in it. You're filthy. You're ratchet. And God's not looking for a ratchet church. He's looking for a church that's going to allow him to purify them, a church that's willing to be washed with the water of his word. I thank God for you tonight, woman of God. I want to encourage the young people tonight, choose. This ain't no time for no games. And like Elder Shantarica said, God don't care how old you are. Just like there ain't no infant devil, no baby demons. Ain't no such thing. When the devil come at you, he coming at you just like he come at grown folks. It ain't no difference. And God is desiring you to choose. Life and death is being set before you, even in these sessions. Even you have opportunities to reach out. Life and death is being set before you. You're going to have to make a decision. This is not a time for games. This is not a time for trying to ride the fence, because the fence has been removed. You're going to have to be on one side of the line or the other. And it is your choice. I love you so much. Let's stop giving lip service, young people. Let's not mimic the bad habits of older folks that we've seen in church all our lives. Stop giving lip service. Because God ain't interested in your lip service. He's interested in the real gifts that you are going to offer to him. Because the gifts that you have are simply the divine abilities that God has given you. They're a piece of himself. And I need you to think of this thing like that. When God gave gifts to men, whatever he gives you to do, whatever he gives your hands to do, you need to think of it this seriously. He gave you a piece of himself to operate in the earth. And if you deny him that, you're saying that you don't want him to have operation in the earth. You don't want him to have operation in your sphere of influence. You're not going to allow him to use you. You don't want his gifts. You don't want a piece of him. That's a powerful thing. To have any part of God is a powerful thing. So go ahead and accept the gifts that God has given you tonight. Stop talking about it and be about it tonight. I love you. Elder Shantarica, I'm turning it back over to you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Chief Apostle. God bless you to every single individual that is on the line. We pray that you are blessed on tonight. I am so excited about what God is getting ready to do. To the resurgence, thank you again, Sister Keisha Webb. I love you so much, woman of God. Join us tomorrow right here for the School of the Prophets broadcast at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Woman of God, if you would close us out in prayer. Sister Keisha.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God, I ask
that. And if you could also pray for every individual that is on the line, pray for salvation and repentance for everybody that needs to, for the message that you preached on tonight, woman of God.
God, we come before you humbly, God. We offer our hearts to you, God. We offer our minds to you. God, we offer our lives to you. God, I ask that you just touch the hearts of these people, God. I ask that you touch the minds of these people, God. I ask that you would draw them to you, God. I ask that you would touch them on tonight, God. I ask that you would visit them, God, and do a new thing in them, God. Call them to you, God. Call them to repent, God. Call them to want to receive salvation more than they want to receive anything. God, I ask that you send your Spirit, God, with them, God, even as we hang up the phone and get off the line. God, I ask that we still bask in your presence, God, even after this phone call is over with. God, I ask that you set a fire down in our hearts, God, to chase after you, God, and hunger for you and thirst for you like never before. God, we thank you and we bless you for the lives of these people on this line tonight, God. We honor you and we praise your name. Amen.
Elder Shantarica, don't forget to invite the people of God for Resurgence on Facebook.
Yes, join us on Facebook.
The pastor, to have their young people join and for them to be able to participate on our Wednesday night services.
Yes, please do. If there's any leaders, if there's any youth out there, tell your pastor that you would love to join us. We're not trying to take anybody from your church. We just want to fellowship. They find us on Faith Ambassador on Facebook at Faith Ambassadors Resurgence. Search for us. Join us on Wednesday night, people of God, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you so much. Have a blessed night.
Even now. Oh, some of you think you gotta wait till you gotta get to where you gotta get to. But I'm speaking it right now, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. Oh, just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. We need a word from you. We need to hear from you. Hear from you, hear from you. If we don't hear from you, if we don't hear from you, what will we do? What will we do? What will we do? Anybody want a more each day? More each day? More each day? Show us it your perfect way. Tell somebody, even now, even now, even now, I receive it, even now, it's mine, even now.